Tom C. McKnight Jr., continued dictation on Shelia King. New paragraph, systematic review of symptoms. General, she reports ongoing depression, dizziness, forgetfulness, headaches, dysomnia, loss of sleep, intentional weight loss, and paresthesias. New paragraph, EENT. She complains of hay fever. She wears eyeglasses. Respiratory, no symptoms reported. Cardiovascular. She complains of occasional irregular heartbeat, history of low blood pressure. Endocrine, she reports change in her hair growth, her skin become drier, cold intolerance, ongoing hormonal therapy. New paragraph, gastrointestinal, flatulence, bloating, a change in bowel habits, constipation, diarrhea, heartburn, indigestion, history of ulcers, nausea. Genitourinary, she has a history of nocturia, hematuria, dysuria. New paragraph, hematological, no symptoms reported, no history of anemia, blood disease, phlebitis, difficulty with healing, excessive bleeding, abnormal bruising. New paragraph, locomotor musculoskeletal, no symptoms reported. Neck, no symptoms reported. Female gynecological, height 5'3" 3 inches, weight 115 pounds, menarche age 13, last menstrual period, age 33, periods were otherwise regular, last pap and rectal examination, unknown. She has a history of breast tenderness. She has completed mammography. She gives a previous history of cesarean section. She did not indicate a history of recent bladder, kidney, or other infections, or history of menstrual tension or other symptoms. New paragraph, she's had 3 pregnancies with 3 live births, all by cesarean section. 1971, 1975, 1976, all males without complication. New paragraph. She did give a history of abnormal pap smear in the past. There's been no history of menstrual bleeding, breast lumps, menstrual pain, hot flashes, painful intercourse, or vaginal discharge. New paragraph, dermatological, no symptoms reported. Sexual function, she remains sexually active with an active sexual life. She reports no difficulty with intercourse. She gives no history of risk factor exposures for infectious or transmissible sexual disease. New paragraph. Mental health. She gives a history of dysomnia, trouble sleeping. She's seen a counselor in the past. Stress is reported to be a problem for her. Next, she does report some stiffness. She denied tearfulness, depression, appetite difficulty, panic symptoms, suicidal ideations or gestures. Neuropsychiatric, she denies psychiatric referral or care. Convulsions, fainting spells or paralysis. Personal safety, she does not live alone. She denies a history of falls. She denies troubles with visual hearing loss. She has not completed advanced directive, did not request additional information to do so. She denied exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph, personal and family health. She was born on February 6, 1956. She's 66 years old and right-handed. New paragraph, her father is deceased at age 56 with coronary disease. Her mother died at age 86 with congestive heart failure. She had one sister who died at age 70 with complications of dementia, one sister age 79, one sister age 76 with diabetes, one brother age 74 with epilepsy, one brother died at age 51 with cancer, one brother age 73 with dyslipidemia. New paragraph, her husband's age 62 has dyslipidemia. New paragraph, her three children, one has high blood pressure, one has asthma and foot pain, the other has dyslipidemia. New paragraph, family history was reported to be positive for asthma, hay fever, cancer, convulsions, diabetes, heart disease, hypertension. New paragraph, there's no family history of arthritis, gout, bleeding tendency, chemical dependency, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph, education. She completed high school in 1975, college in 1990. New paragraph, social history and health habits. She is married. She takes alcohol rarely on holidays. She smoked in the past for 6 months at age 15. She does not currently smoke. She uses no recreational substances. She lives with her husband. There are no dependents at home. New paragraph. Occupational concerns. She is retired and has no other concerns. New paragraph. Serious illnesses and injuries. She denied previous history of fractures, concussions, loss of consciousness, but has had some serious illnesses. Subparagraph. She developed a neck sprain from a car accident in 1987. Herniated disc from heavy lifting, 1995. New paragraph, operations and hospitalizations. She had a blood transfusion in 1980s or 1990s. Cesarean section was completed in 76-75 with good outcome. Hysterectomy, 1989, right shoulder surgery, good outcome, back L5S1 fusion, good outcome. Cosmetic procedure, 2003, poor outcome. New paragraph. She reports no prolonged hospitalizations for medical care, period. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms, general. She reports occasional blurred vision, reduced concentration, transient lightheadedness, disequilibrium, and reduced memory, tinnitus, and paresthesias. New paragraph, head. She denied neuralgia but report intermittent headaches, typically retroocular on the right, sometimes global, sometimes due to hormonal imbalance and stress, relieved by Tylenol or Imitrex. She denied a family history of spells or blackouts or any personal history of such. New paragraph, neck. She denied neuralgia. She does report she denied loss of grip strength in her hands. She describes myospasm in her neck. At times, she has some numbness in her feet. New paragraph, reports constant right-sided neck pain, which she describes as catching on turning. New paragraph, her symptoms are aggravated by stress or exercise, improved by massage. Sometimes Tylenol, the symptoms radiate to her upper back and above the clavicle. Sometimes she has right-sided stiffness. She denied swelling, but does report paresthesias in mostly in the hands. New paragraph, upper back and arms. She denied neuralgia. She denied numbness. She reports constant pain that is oftentimes sharp, aggravated by household chores, improved with Tylenol or massage. Associated with muscle tightness below the back of her neck, myospasm in the sides of her neck and along the scapulas, no reported stiffness, but some sense of swelling in all muscles around her neck, some paresthesias, mostly in her hands and feet. New paragraph, middle back. She denied neuralgia, numbness, paresthesias, or weakness. New paragraph, shoulders. She denied neuralgia. She reported intermittent pain, aching in the joint, radiating to the top of the arm, left shoulder joint, possible small tears in the labrum. Sometimes it goes in every couple of days for a day, 3 or 4 on a 1 to 10 scale, radiation to the arm, associated with tingling and sense of weakness, improved with CBD and Tylenol. New paragraph. Elbows. She denied neuralgia, pain, paresthesias, or weakness. New paragraph. Wrists. She denied symptoms, hips, she denied symptoms, ankles, she denied symptoms, feet, she denied symptoms, neurological. She did not give a history of difficulty with her vision, problems with her sense of smell, taste, chewing, swallowing, or phonation. New paragraph, she does report general weight loss, but denies neuromuscular weakness. New paragraph, she denied any tremor at rest with intention or movement. New paragraph, she denied ataxia or falls. New paragraph, she has described her headaches for which she was referred with symptoms of neck and back pain. New paragraph, neurological examination, mental status. Sheila King is a late middle-aged woman who appears alert, oriented, pleasant, and in no apparent distress, but is obviously thin. New paragraph. Her immediate, recent, and remote memories are preserved, as is her attention concentration. Subparagraph. She demonstrates some thought blocking with recollection after a period of time. New paragraph. There is no unusual thinking or bizarre ideation. New paragraph. Motor examination. Manual testing upper and lower extremities demonstrates apparently age-related abiotrophy, proximally and distally, without any tremor or fasciculations. New paragraph, her motor strength is otherwise preserved. New paragraph, sensory examination is otherwise intact. Her deep tendon reflexes were deferred today. New paragraph, ambulation was preserved with fluid ambulation without ataxia. New paragraph. Cranial nerve 2 through 12 is otherwise unremarkable. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Sheila King presents with a clinical history of cervical and lumbar degenerative disease with imaging several years ago. New paragraph. She has a history of recurrent migraines 2 to 3 times a month, up to 3 days in duration, partially controlled with sumatriptan. New paragraph. She gave an additional history of tinnitus. New paragraph. Her medical history is consistent with a number of disorders, including generalized anxiety disorder, depression, gastritis, fibrocystic breast disease, new paragraph, shoulder, neck, and lumbar degeneration has been documented with previous evaluation, new paragraph recommendations. For purposes of initiation of therapy and treatment, we are readjusting her treatment regimen to begin Nurtec/Ubrelvy to be taken with her headache only to see if this will entirely abort her headache symptoms. Subparagraph, should this be beneficial, she'll be called back to the office for Emgality prophylactic treatment. New paragraph. With her dysomnia, home sleep study will be done initially. New paragraph, laboratory work for her clinical history will be considered for on reevaluation. New paragraph. She's been given the quality of life questionnaires from the National Institute of Health with her concerns about memory difficulty. New paragraph, we're scheduling her for a high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging study for evaluation of her headaches and cognitive decline. New paragraph, we had an extended discussion today regarding her headaches, the new medications, the possible benefits, as well as further work up for her clinical symptoms. New paragraph, I've given her a prescription for benfotiamine, B-E-N-F-O-T-A-M-I-N-E, 300 milligrams to take with her nutritional supplements that may be useful in controlling some symptoms of neuropathy, and particularly tinnitus. Subparagraph, this may have a positive benefit on her cognitive impairment that she is complaining of. New paragraph. When she returns, we will review her findings in consideration for further treatment. Subparagraph, interestingly, she gave a longstanding history of difficulty doing math that would suggest possible left parietal lobe dysfunction. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when she returns. Sign respectfully with my professional signature.